This is Jay Sekulow. A tragedy at Virginia Tech grips the nation.
Our nation is shocked and saddened by the news of the shootings at Virginia Tech today.
Breaking news in Blacksburg, Virginia this morning. Just about 7:15, 7:30 this morning.
Gunmen spotted at a dormitory on the university campus.
The university now advising students to stay in their buildings until further notice, to stay away from all windows. There has been a shooting. We don't know how many are injured at this time. Virginia Tech campus is under lockdown.
One dead, one wounded, and a gunman on the loose.
And around 10 o'clock, police say there was a second shooting. 7 to 8 people were injured.
At least 20 dead on the campus of Virginia Tech University.
Heard like sort of a hammering noise on the wall. Once the shooter entered our room, he started shooting a lot of people.
You could hear the gunfire ring out. And
the shooter first shot a professor, then he shot the person to the right in front of me.
And you can hear the gunshots there. Federal authorities this hour now confirming 32 people, many of them students, are dead in what is now being called the worst shooting in American history.
And then the shooter continues to shoot people even after they fell out of their chairs and were on the floor.
You can just see authorities carrying bodies out of Norris Hall, and there are ambulances up there.
Sort of an eerie silence besides the gunshots. I mean, just he didn't say anything, no screaming, no yelling.
Lauren, I, and many across our nation are praying for the victims and their families, and all the members of the university community who have been devastated by this terrible tragedy.
It was just pure carnage. Blood everywhere, blood spewed against the walls. I mean, just the worst imaginable scene that you could ever think of.
I cannot begin to convey my own personal sense of loss over this senseless and incomprehensible heinous act.
The names of the 32 deceased students and faculty will be released once all victims are positively identified and next of kin are notified.
Just late last night, they gathered to talk and to pray. It went into the wee hours of the evening, students visibly upset by it.
Today, our nation grieves with those who have lost loved ones at Virginia Tech. We hold the victims in our hearts, we lift them up in our prayers, and we ask a loving God to comfort those who are suffering today.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Our phone lines are open for you, by the way, at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I want to thank our producer, Eric Dye, for putting that together. A little bit of a tribute to the victims, now 33, including the assailant at Virginia Tech. Of course, I'm coming to you today from the campus of Regent University. Virginia Tech's colleagues there of ours. They have a lot of great people. A lot of our students here at Regent University School of Law and our government school and our other schools are graduates of Virginia Tech, so it holds a special meaning for us. For those of you that are not aware of the latest developments there, the identification has been made of the assailant. Apparently, South Korean was here under a visa. And interesting also, some stories are starting to develop out of this as to what went on. It was a horrific situation. It's the largest mass casualties from a murder in U.S. history. I remember as a teenager, the Richard Speck murders in Chicago, which I think were 8 women that were nurses at one of the universities in Chicago, nursing students. And that was a tragedy that gripped the nation. This one, now 3 times that, almost 4 times that as far as the scope and number. So quite an impact. And it does bring back a reminiscence, of course, of the tragedy at Columbine, and so many others. So the fact of the matter is it's just a really horrific situation. I thought we would take today and address this and express our sympathies. We want to know what you think about the situation and the nature of the violence. If you have prayers or condolences you want to share with our audience, our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. There's a lot of questions, and I'm here to answer your legal questions. People are asking about response time and situations like this. Was it appropriate response? Was it a quick enough response? We'll analyze that. As lawyers, you always look at evidence and facts and how they develop, so we'll address that. There's an interesting side story to this, tragic as it is, that one of the visiting professors that was at Virginia Tech is actually an Israeli and was a Holocaust survivor. And The tragedy of this, of course, is that surviving the Holocaust only to have this tragedy reach his family in West Virginia. So it's a very, very sad situation. We're going to be taking your calls, as I said, when we come back from the break at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. A nation mourns. The president will be at Virginia Tech this afternoon for a service that they're having there, a memorial service. A graduate of Regent University School of Law, the attorney general from Virginia, will also be a guest at that event. We'll be taking your calls when we come back.
A troubling vote in the U.S. Senate clears the way for the federal government using your tax dollars to conduct research on stem cells taken from human embryos.
It brings up Nazi-esque type of procedures.
What's next? A presidential veto? The American Center for Law and Justice knows that it's now up to President Bush to veto this unacceptable legislation. Legislation that amounts to nothing more than a frontal assault against human life. And the ACLJ is working to provide a margin of support in the Senate so a presidential veto cannot be overridden. It's a critical time to stand for life.
This is really serious. And folks, we got a real, real battle here.
Stop embryonic stem cell research now. Add your name to the petition to protect human life. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulo, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Laura and I and many across our nation are praying for the victims and their families and all the members of the university community who have been devastated by this terrible tragedy.
One of the interesting and tragic notes of this, of course there are many, is that an Israeli lecturer was killed in Virginia Tech massacre. He was a Holocaust survivor who later escaped from communist Romania. A relative said that Liv Lulubrescu, an internationally respected aeronautics engineer and a lecturer at Virginia Tech for over 20 years, saved the lives of several students by, listen to this, folks, blocking the gunman before he was gunned down in Monday's shooting. He blocked the gunman by staying in front of the door while students were able to escape out of the classroom windows. The quote from the son of the former professor at Virginia Tech said, "My father blocked the doorway with his body and asked the students to flee. Students started opening windows and jumping out." Lubrescu, the faculty member, was 76 at the time of his death. As I said, he was a child during the Nazi Holocaust. He was interned at a labor camp, then eventually in Romania. And, of course, when communist Romania came together, he fled communism, fled Romania, and went to the United States. And there's many stories like this. So this is not – this is just one of the many stories that are coming out of this horrific situation, the most it's the largest massacre in U.S. history for massacre murder that's ever taken place in our history. A tragic situation. I'm in the studio with Stuart Roth, the senior counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice. Stuart, you were watching this unfold as the nation was yesterday. This is a real tragedy.
Well, absolutely, Jay. I think, you know, everybody's obviously just, you know, watching, trying to get information, trying to make sense out of a senseless situation. I think in the upcoming days and weeks, you know, we'll learn more, but nothing's going to ease the pain of this great tragedy.
Jordan's also here. Jordan, of course, you're a student here at Regent University. There's a lot of students that are members of this campus that went to Virginia Tech or had friends at Virginia Tech. Some had families at Virginia Tech. It's a real tragedy here. How's the student body reacting?
Yeah, people are shocked and I think all just overall nervous the more it kind of sinks in. If, you know, most people in law school or graduate school, if they weren't in undergraduate last year, they were in schools like Virginia Tech in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years at most. And everybody, especially from this area, in Hampton Roads area, knows people that go to Virginia Tech, friends and family that have college students at Virginia Tech, and you've seen an outpour of support. And I know some people, this may be something that you haven't heard about, but like websites like Facebook and MySpace, you go on there, and I know on like one of my profiles, everybody has the Virginia Tech logo. There's prayer groups that have formed around the country, and it's shown what the internet and that ability for students and young people to connect and discuss what happened. And, of course, the shock that sets in with everybody, but especially where we're located here, just 3 hours down the road from Virginia Tech. It's the biggest school in Virginia. So you can imagine this is the largest area in Virginia, how many students and young people go to Virginia Tech or graduate of Virginia Tech and just are very familiar with the Blacksburg area.
You know, it's an interesting aspect also is that the response from the Christian community there in Blacksburg area where Virginia Tech's located and the number of campus ministry groups that have formed. Jordan just mentioned the whole aspect of the, even on the Facebook and MySpace, the prayer groups, the prayer chains are going out. That's what's going to sustain these students. I think they're still in shock. I don't think it's sunk in yet. And while all the media is there, it probably won't sink in. And then when the media pulls out and they realize 33 of their classmates were gunned down brutally, it's going to sink in. We've got a lot of calls coming in. People want to express their sympathy and concerns. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Let's go right to the phones.
Carol's calling from Florida on line 6. Carol, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, I just want to commend what you are doing by having a discussion on the radio. I'm listening to you on 90.1 FM WTJT out of Baker, Florida. I also have a little program there, but I supported CBN in the past, still love them, Regent University. I have a granddaughter who is a college student in Pensacola. I'm on my way to Pensacola now just to visit her daughter, my daughter. But to put God, somehow the professors have got to stop teaching this godless stuff about our history, and they've got to encourage the students and put their arms around them and love them.
You know, what's so interesting on this, Carol, I appreciate your call, is that as soon as a tragedy like this happens, the references to God increase in the statements being made by the school administration, by school officials. And I don't think it's insincere, by the way. I think it's sincere. I think the fact of the matter is that in times of tragedy like this, our faith in God is what sustains us and sustains a nation and certainly a community. And that's exactly what's happening here. Reports are, by the way, the president and first lady of are going to be attending the Virginia Tech convocation and the event that's going to take place today. As I said, our graduate at Regent University Law School is also happens to be the Attorney General for the Commonwealth of Virginia, Bob McDonald. I'm sure he's there as well. We're trying to get some comments from Bob, but I think he is en route to the convocation event. But Bob is a graduate of our law school and is the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia. So this is being felt very deeply here at our community at Regent.
Martha is calling from Georgia on line 4. Martha, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Martha.
Hello. I just wanted to say that I am just so sorry about everything that has happened, and I am in prayer. A lot of people are in prayer for the families and for the teachers, the principal, and everyone at that school. And I'm listening from 93.5 Macon, Georgia, and I thank God for you and all the things that you.
Well, we appreciate Martha you calling in, and I know Macon, Georgia well. Stuart and I went to law school at Mercer University in Macon. And I know that station very well, too. So we appreciate you being on. Look, this is a time when people are going to find their comfort in the Lord. And you praying for them and people around the community praying for them are going to make a big, big difference. Folks, I want to encourage you to be in prayer on this. This is the largest murder in U.S. history. I mean, I don't think it has sunk in yet, Stuart, the scope and nature of this, because we've had the 9/11 kind of attacks and we have the tragedies when you've got a war. But this is the domestic act. Is the largest murder in U.S. history.
Well, I think you're right, Jay. I think we've been watching the papers the last few years, and we see what's going on in Baghdad and mass casualties, et cetera, et cetera. But this is here. This is at one of our universities. It's a big university. It's our young people. It's the next generation, and it's an unbelievable tragedy. Yesterday, as it unfolded, people just kind of were in disbelief, but now everybody is reading, is watching TV, is getting more information, and it's a nation in shock.
I think that's a fair assessment. And we need to sustain ourselves through our faith. That's what gets you through these kind of situations.
Let's go back to the phones. If you want to talk about the issue, 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Donna is calling from Tennessee on line 1. Donna, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Donna.
Hey. Want to call and say I'm sorry what happened, and my heart goes out to all the families and the victims that was killed and hurt, and it touched my heart.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your calling in, Donna. And listen, these sympathies, Jordan mentioned that on MySpace and on the some of the other internet sites that there are prayer chains and prayer letters starting, and that is happening, Jordan, in pretty large numbers.
It is, and people are...
A lot of people don't even know what MySpace is because it's more...
college students and graduate students and some adults as well use the program, but a way to interconnect. But just people that have your photos up, a lot of people have put the Virginia Tech logo or Virginia Tech... different symbols and things like that to show their support just from around the country, whether it's rival schools and schools that are usually sports rivals and things like that. Everyone is showing an outpour, but also starting prayer groups and support groups and just talking about the issue. It enables students from all over the country to discuss it, and that's, of course, what these students will have to do there once the shock. And I think everybody, when you watch those students talk on the air, you realize how shocked they are, and the look in their eyes, you know, they may not seem that affected by it, and that's because they can't
believe. The shock is still there, yeah. It's going to be, when those trucks roll out, on Fox News this morning, it was, I think Shepard Smith said this, that when the trucks roll out, that's when it's going to sink into these students and they're going to realize what they've been through.
Let's go back to the phones. Zach is calling from California on line two. Zach, welcome to JSEC Your Live.
Hi, Zach.
How are you, sir?
Okay.
Good, thank you. You know, it really kind of makes me mad that the type of world that we live in, all that we care about is what one person is wearing today, who another person is dating tomorrow. And again, like you said, when a tragedy happens, that's when we start to open our eyes. For the next 2 months, you know, everyone's going to mourn about what happened and then act like nothing happened after that.
You know, I think this one, I think, Zach, I mean, look, I mean, the fact of the matter is you hear a lot more reference to faith in times of tragedy, but that's part of human nature. And I think that what is going to come out of this, look, this is we had this with Columbine. This is three times or twice the size of Columbine, I guess, or maybe almost three times the size of Columbine. And this was on a college campus, is that the shock of what's happened here has not settled in yet. That's what's going on. When you see these students appear so calm and collected, it's because the shock of this people are calling it a massacre, and I think that's right, has not really sunk in yet.
Jay, you know, 32, 33 men and women, or really boys and girls, 18, 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds, they got up that day, they went to class like every other day, and now they're gone. And not only are they gone, their families and extended families, everybody is affected. So I think this is one of those tragedies that people will not forget. I'm not sure exactly, and probably nobody is, what lessons are to be learned, but this is going to be a day of mourning.
It is a day of mourning, and that's what we're doing on this broadcast. Our phone lines are open. We want to hear what you have to say about this at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Tomorrow on the broadcast, former Attorney General of the United States, John Ashcroft, will be our guest. We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about some other things as well. So you'll want to tune in there. And again, we're taking your calls to talk about this tragedy at 1-800-684-3110. Back with your calls in just a moment.
United States wants to have a bright future, it has to see that brightness reflected in the young people.
Former Attorney General John Ashcroft is a distinguished professor of law and government at Regent University. Hi, this is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. At Regent University, we believe in leadership to change the world. Regent's undergrad program offers a first-rate faculty and cutting-edge curriculum, something that is very attractive to students and to lecturers like John Ashcroft as well.
This idea of Regent University, where the truth is welcomed, that gives people a wholeness and a well-rounded character that provides for them a basis in leadership that we've seen in the great leaders in American history.
You can learn from John Ashcroft and other leaders by enrolling in Regent's undergraduate program. Courses are offered online and on campus. All are taught from a Christian worldview. For more information or to apply, visit regentundergrad.com or call 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504 or regentundergrad.com. Enroll today.
A troubling vote in the U.S. Senate clears the way for the federal government using your tax dollars to conduct research on stem cells taken from human embryos.
It brings up Nazi-esque type of procedures.
What's next? A presidential veto? The American Center for Law and Justice knows that it's now up to President Bush to veto this unacceptable legislation. Legislation that amounts to nothing more than a frontal assault against human life. And the ACLJ is working to provide a margin of support in the Senate so a presidential veto cannot be overridden. It's a critical time to stand for life.
This is really serious. And folks, we got a real, real battle here.
Stop embryonic stem cell research now. Add your name to the petition to protect human life. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org.
Today, our nation grieves with those who have lost loved ones at Virginia Tech. We hold the victims in our hearts, we lift them up in our prayers, and we ask a loving God to comfort those who are suffering today.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, folks. We're getting calls from people in Virginia, people that have family and friends at Virginia Tech. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110.
Bob's calling from Virginia on line 4. Bob, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, Jay. My cousin owes his life to that Israeli professor. And I've spoken with my cousin on the phone this morning. He was undergoing an MRI on his back. But he told me that the shooter, you could hear him coming down the hall. And he would sometimes be quiet while he was firing off rounds, and other times he was laughing as he would pull the trigger. And he said they were kicking the windows open to jump. My cousin jumped from the second story. And the last image he has is looking backwards at his professor being shot repeatedly, trying to hold the door closed as my cousin jumped out. He was a senior engineering student, and he shattered both his legs and also ruptured a disc in his lower back when he hit the ground. But he's going to heal physically. I'm wondering about the mentalness, you know, that
sure.
comes with all this. But my point is, what has happened to us as a nation? Because my father told me when he was a young man, he would actually carry a gun to school, because after school would let out, they would actually hunt on their way home through the fields and things for.
Yeah, and of course, it's a whole different ballgame now, because you've got all these laws that are on the books to keep gun-free zones and safe zones. The problem with, of course, that is, and it doesn't prevent a guy like this student coming on the campus. First of all, Bob, let me say all of us are praying for your cousin and for the families of those that are in recovery over this. And you brought up a great question, which is the whole mental impact of this. I don't think we'll even know the significance of that for weeks. You mentioned, and for those that are just joining us, a very tragic side note of this, that as if it's not enough tragedy as it is that an Israeli lecturer killed in the Virginia Tech massacre was actually a Holocaust survivor who later escaped from communist Romania. This is Liviu Lubruski, who was Bob's, who just called in, cousin's professor. He actually, Bob, I don't know if your cousin told you this or you got the details, but my understanding is that the professor actually blocked the door with his body while students were escaping and then was shot multiple times.
That was the last image my cousin had. That's when he knew he was jumping, because they were standing at the window. Because when you say two stories, it's obviously much higher on a college building
sure.
than it is your own home. And they were looking at this drop, and they were debating whether or not to jump, and some of the people were not going to jump. And when he looked back and saw his professor, the bullets impacting his professor's body, that's when he knew he was going out the window.
Well, we appreciate your calls. And like I said, we're praying for your cousin, for the families. This is the largest massacre in U.S. history. And it's just a tragic, tragic situation.
Let's go back to the phone, 1-800-684-3110. Andrew's calling from Nevada on line 1. Andrew, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Andrew.
Hey, guys. Appreciate you taking my call. I'm a former Virginia State Trooper. I left the area in Virginia Tech several years ago to pursue other interests in Las Vegas. There is a large contingent of Virginia Tech alumni out here, but I know several of the officers who were on the scene, especially the people under the Bureau of Criminal Investigation who are processing the scene. That's still ongoing this morning, and they're having a hard time mentally.
Well, supposedly what we've heard is that the carnage inside these classrooms were unbelievably devastating. I mean, it was just incredible and awful. And there's a lot of second-guessing going on right now. But, folks, they're just getting fact-gathering right now. We should not be second-guessing the police or anyone else at this point until the facts and information come out. And that's not going to solve the problem and the difficulty and for the healing process for these children and their families that have lost their kids or the professors that have died in this. I mean, it's a tragic situation to second-guess. I appreciate you calling in, Andrew. And I think the Virginia State Police and state troopers did everything they could from what I'm seeing.
happening once the scene kept unfolding. I mean, it had multiple impact and multiple effects, so that was part of the difficulty here.
You know, Jay, I hope America, you know, at this point in time, supports the families and holds them up in prayer, and we can hold off on, you know, who's to blame and what the police or the administration did or didn't do, because that's not really relevant today and in the ongoing weeks. I mean, the ongoing weeks, it's really to support these families and not really detract from really those key issues, because these families need the support. They need to be held up in prayer. That's the issue that America needs to face right now. There'll be plenty of time for the investigative aspect of this situation to unravel.
Yeah, Jordan, I think we have the Attorney General from the Commonwealth of Virginia, Bob McDonald, on the phone. Bob, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you, Jay.
General, you're a graduate of our law school here at Regent. You're, of course, the Attorney General for Virginia. I know you're on your way there, and I know you've been involved the last 2 days. The prayers coming in from around the country are really incredible. What's your sense of how things are and where things are going?
Well, I'm here in Blacksburg and just met with the chief of police, the state police, and also the chief of the college state police and some other officials to get a briefing. I think there's an enormous our law enforcement response here to do a full, thorough investigation to get every possible answer about what happened, why it happened, to be able to provide to the family members and the community. But in the short run, the best thing to do is to be able to try to just encourage the community, the leaders down here, the family members that we're getting ready to go visit with, that we care about them. We're sympathizing with them in this horrible, dark moment in Virginia history, and that all the resources that we've got at the state, federal, and local level will be brought to bear to assist them in beginning to get through this. So that's why we're here. The president and governor will be here in about an hour, and part of a convocation ceremony in about an hour.
We're talking to Bob McDonald, the Attorney General for the Commonwealth of Virginia. General, let me ask you this. I know you're on the scene there. What's the sense from law enforcement in the nature and the scope of this? We're hearing reports coming from those on the campus that the carnage inside was just unbelievable, the nature of this attack by this individual.
That's what I've heard from veteran law enforcement officers who were at the scene who described it in those kinds of terms, Jay. You had 30 bodies in the space of just a couple of classrooms, many of them, you know, shot at very close range, and it was obviously a very, just a horrible scene. They're still processing the scene. We went to the building. We didn't go into the area because they're still working on it. We don't want to interfere with law enforcement
Sure.
operations, but it's just it's a horror of unspeakable terms that people would be slaughtered at point-blank range in such great numbers, and so we just grieve for the families. The process of identifying victims is still ongoing. There's still a few that have not been definitively identified, and so, you know, the information is being rolled out immediately upon discovery, but we want to make sure we get it right so that we don't have any bad information that's given to family members. That'll just make it worse.
We appreciate it, and General, we appreciate it. Bob McDonald's the Attorney General for the Commonwealth of Virginia. General, thanks for being with us, and we're praying. The whole country's praying for you all, and appreciate your leadership on this.
Well, thank you, Jay, and that's what it's going to take in the days ahead is a lot of prayer. Thank you very much.
That's Bob McDonald. He's the Attorney General for the Commonwealth of Virginia, graduate of our university here at Regent Law School.
Let's take one more call. Greg is calling from Florida on line 3. Greg, welcome to JSecure Live.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, you guys. I appreciate what you all are doing. My sister was there. And I know exactly what happened, and I'm not at liberty to explain exactly what happened. I think we'll just let everybody do their job. But what was humbling to me was the first words out of her mouth were, "Don't worry about me. Pray for the families that have had this loss of life occur to them."
Yeah, we've heard that from a lot of people today, Greg, a lot of people that have called in. A lot of people have said exactly that. Even the person that called earlier, that his cousin has been injured, has got two broken, shattered legs, but is alive. And it's the families and the individuals that lost their lives. Many these professors apparently protecting their students. So, folks, that's going to do it for our broadcast today. Tomorrow we're going to be out of Washington, D.C. Our guest will be the former Attorney General of the United States, John Ashcroft, and we will talk to you then. Continue to pray for the Commonwealth of Virginia and for the families involved.